Let's bring Joe in. Joe, you were one of the first people I thought of when we got news that Dan passed away. Your relationship with him, I would presume, goes back to when you were a teenager.
Yeah, it does. It goes back to when I was 16 and started at the station. And, you know, kind of loved the best. Dan was one of those guys that was really very important to me because he was very supportive. He was one of those guys, I remember early on, I'm one of those people that was trying to find a way to get on the air. Please let me do this. Please let me, you know, do this report or this story. And, of course, everybody was reluctant because of my age and lack of experience. But Dan was one of those guys that was convinced I could do it and was behind the scenes very supportive. And, you know, if Dan walked into somebody's office and said, you know, I really think I could do this, that's pretty much what got done. And he was very, very supportive to me. I remember... And I think I heard Ralph Emery talking a little bit about this yesterday. One of the real joys of my early career was being invited to be a part of their charity basketball team, which was called the Holy Smokers, named after the phrase Paul Eales used. And going to all these small towns around the mid-state and Kentucky and seeing the fans turn out to see people who were at that time, and Mark, you remember this, accepted like family. You know, when you came to a place... And they came to see Dan Miller.
I think we lost Joe.
Yeah, hopefully we can get Joe back. But, you know, just to expand on that, I mean, as popular as Dan was, and as long as he was on the air with, for the most part, the most highly rated news show, especially early, he was family to him. I mean, people felt like, who had never met Dan, felt like they met him. It's the relationship you build up. You know, we kind of have a relationship like that with our listeners, so you know, we can relate. But you know, people really felt a huge sense of loss yesterday. It's somebody that you trust. It's somebody who delivered you the news when the news wasn't so good. It's somebody that you really came to depend on. And I know it's going to be incredibly difficult for Demetria to get up there and do the news knowing that she'll never do it with Dan anymore. You know, that's something they were used to. And again, I thought, Rudy and George were phenomenal yesterday. We're trying to touch base again with Joe to talk about this subject and a couple of others involving Vanderbilt. But again, yesterday, I really thought so many of our colleagues shined under really tough circumstances. And I really thought that, you know, they deserved a lot of praise. It's hard sometimes talking about somebody you really care about, somebody you love, especially as, you know, speaking as a professional and trying to do your job.
All right, we're trying to get Joe back with us. He's headed to Arkansas this weekend where Vanderbilt plays in baseball, and it's going to be a tough series for Tim Corbin's team, but they have to be somewhat optimistic after the series win against Florida last weekend. A couple other Vanderbilt things to talk about as we try to get Joe back with us.
Brant Snedeker yesterday at the Masters, a tough day. He birdied 18 to finish at 76. But, Frank, really kind of scuffling. And yeah,
Didn't see him. They didn't show him once.
When they showed
Olathabal
and didn't show Brant, you knew that wasn't a good sign.
Agree. Really? They did show his birdie putt on 18, which was, if you're playing well, you're in the mix. They're going to start showing you. They start to show Kenny Perry as he kind of climbed up as well.
Joey, we rejoin you now, and I'm not sure where you were.
Talking about your relationship with Dan.
Yeah, finish up your thoughts on Dan Miller.
Well, I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know how far out I dropped out, but I was just talking about the quality he had, the ability to not just read the news, but you know, he gave you the news, and he had that trust factor. And I don't know if you heard, I was talking about the pleasure I had of being a part of their charity basketball team when I was much younger, and going to towns all over and seeing the way people responded to seeing Dan and all those folks was pretty special. He was very much like family, and it's certainly going to be missed.
Joe, to talk about what's going on this weekend for you, I know you're headed to Arkansas with a baseball team and hoping for the same results as last weekend against an Arkansas team that's really good.
They're really good. They're 10-2 in conference play. They're leading the West. They just beat Arizona State twice this week Arizona State ranked number one in several of the polls, and they beat them twice in front of a crowd of about 11,000. So, yeah, they're a very good team. They're going to pitch a left-hander today that's 5-0 on the season. We'll pitch Mike Minor today, so this is probably going to be one of those low-scoring type of games. But, yeah, it's going to be a very difficult challenge for Vanderbilt against a team that's arguably the best in the league right now and playing in front of that big crowd for the first time. So the young guys will get a little different experience starting tonight.
Couple of the women's basketball players taken in the WNBA draft.
And no big surprise there. I think I'll be curious to see how it all plays out. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to get the chance to host their banquet next Wednesday night. And it's always fun to hear talk about those who are moving on. And those banquets are always emotional. You see usually tears by all the senior players and sometimes coaches and everything. So it was a very special year, and I think certainly a couple of players are going to have a chance to spend a little time in the pros.
Yeah, Christina Worth, 19th to Indiana, Jen Risper chosen by Chicago with the 29th pick. And we've talked about the bowling team, and they're on to the national championships and have learned a little more about their opponents as well.
Yeah, so I guess today, and I'll be honest, I don't have access to a computer right now, so okay. I haven't been able to see all the things that have played out. Yesterday was seeding day, so now they'll start the elimination process. And I know, you know, the honors were handed out individually. Now the team play really begins. This is a curious year because this is kind of the third time that some of these players have been through this. The first time, and John Williamson talked about it, you know, the first time they had no idea what to expect. And they just went up there and they won the national championship. The next year they went back, they knew what to expect, but they had the huge pressure of expectation, you know, of having won a championship and now expected to do it again, came up a little short. He feels like this year they're in great position. They've been through it. They understand it. They know the expectation. They know how to handle it. And let's just go and bowl. And so I think they have really high hopes for this week.
And they have the 4 seed. They'll play Fairleigh Dickinson tonight at 8:30.
And by the way, Joe, you want a good laugh, check out Chantel Anderson's blog at yardbarker.com. It is hilarious.
She's something else. I tell you what, she really kind of, I don't know, the best way to talk her way in is probably the best way to do it. Talked her way into doing commentary down the stretch of the season on some basketball games, and she's very good. I mean, she basically said, this is something I want to do. And so she sat in as a color analyst on several games, and I think she's certainly got a future doing it. So, again, she's hysterical. She's very funny, so I'm not surprised at all.
Joe, have a great weekend. Be careful.
We hope so. Thanks, guys.